Item 13.2, 2017-2018 Annual Budget Incorporating Strategic Resource Plan 2017-21, Adoption and Declaration of Rates and Charges. Do I have a mover? Councillor McLeish.
I'll second that. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Goff. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I think you're speaking. Madam Mayor, I'm pleased to stand to speak to our budget for this year. And I'd like to begin by probably one of the more important elements, which is to thank our organisation, our team, for what they've done in preparing this budget. It's the executive team have done an extraordinary amount of work behind the scenes bringing us to this point. There's a lot of strategic planning and consideration that goes into this, a lot of time from us as councillors into preparing this budget, considering our financial strategy, and the organisation has worked tirelessly to bring it to this point, to bring it through public exhibition, and to eventually put it on the table and declare what it is we're going to be doing financially over the next 12 months. So I'd like to thank all of them, the finance team, marketing, communication, engineering, planning. Everyone plays a role, community services. Everyone plays an important part in this. The team effort has been extraordinary, and I'd like to thank them all for their work. It's a very good budget for our community. The rate rise is quite small and in line with the impact of rate capping. And rate capping is, of course, one of the features of this budget, because we are quite constrained in what it is that we can do in terms of expanding community facilities in the context of a difficult financial challenge when our costs are rising faster than inflation, but we are constrained to only inflation-based increases. But we have done a very good job in terms of getting that under control. We have been able to make a fairly small increase in waste charges for our community. The waste charges increase is not particularly big, and it follows on indeed from the previous year's budget where waste charges were actually cut by 24%. And I've seen some material in the papers recently talking about the waste charges going up and people decrying the fact that they're going up to $212 a year for waste charges. And I just find it extraordinary. Our community are getting 52 visits to their property a year to empty two bins, and they're paying $212 for this service. It's $2 a week, councillors. $2 a week per bin. It's extraordinary. It's a very cost-effective service. And to have people complain that they're paying $212 for the standard service, I find it remarkable. And yet buried within that $10 million that we spend on our waste, there's $1 million going to the state government. For the landfill levy, which has increased 600% in the last decade, it's now $63 a tonne. It's just extraordinary. And yet the organisation is able to deliver this service very cost effectively to our community. Our budget has an amazing number and diverse array of services that we're providing to our community. What are we investing in? Well, we're putting $600,000 into female-friendly pavilion changes. So we're changing the pavilions in our sporting grounds to improve facilities for female sports people. Why? Because it's a growing part of our community facilities. The Mullum Mullum Stadium, $11 million. We're going to complete the Mullum Mullum Stadium. Sheehan's Road, we're going to complete that. We're going to put $2 million into the King Street upgrade. We're going to complete the Mullum Mullum Trail. And we're investing substantially in refurbishing our organisation, in investing in Citizen Connect to improve customer service in our organisation. We have a very wide and diverse range of services and facilities that we are going to improve in our community over the next 12 months. We're going to provide this in a very costly way, despite the challenges that are pushed upon us by cost shifting from federal and state governments. cost shifting, which this year has finally seen the federal government, for example, remove the reintroduce indexing on financial assistance grants. But the lack of indexing on those grants, well, that's cost us $700,000 out of our budget this year. That $700 is straight from the bottom line. And we as a council have to find cuts to deal with that. When we lose our revenue, we get cost shifts from federal and state government. When they withdraw funding from things they should be funding, we as a council have to fill that hole. And that makes it very difficult for us as a council to try and provide the services that our community expects. We are working very hard to make our organisation more efficient and more productive by investing effectively in the organisation and try and reduce costs and improve services. It's a difficult challenge, councillors, and I would like to thank you all for your support in bringing us to this point.
Thank you. Councillor Goff.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, and I'll endorse all the comments that Councillor McLeish has made there on the work that the council have done, the council officers have done, and the difficulty that it comes at this time where we do have rate capping. I'm not complaining about the rate capping per se, but costs do go up and things do go up, and to be able to do that within the parameters that we can do and keep that service level up, I congratulate the organisation for being able to do that the best it can under the situation that it is in. And that cost shifting goes on. It's a never-ending story, and it goes on year after year after year, probably until council budgets will break in the future where they can't actually finance things that they are supposed to be doing. Let's hope it doesn't get to that stage, and I believe that this budget is a very responsible budget and will not put us in that situation. And in fact, just looking through the whole budget, it's a fairly long document, a lot of numbers and figures, but actually the actual best part of this budget is actually in the Mayor and CEO's little report at the start. And even if just people want to know what we spend our money on, you just turn to that report, and I think it's in there on the page 2 and 3 of the report of the budget papers. So page 2 and 3, it's page 300 and 301 on your agenda, and it actually just starts outlining where we're actually spending the $114 million or so that we're getting in here and to the areas that we're putting in. And it gives you a very, very good idea of the diverse areas and the costs that are council do have to incur and to cover. One of them there, you know, sports clubs throughout Manningham. Do we regard sporting as important? Yes, we do. Why? Why? We actually regard it and we back it up. We're spending $13 million on the maintenance of our open areas and outside areas and things like that. Roads, great, and infrastructure, you know, $12 million a year we're putting into there, plus there'll be other money from other sources of funding, occasionally from the federal government with black spot funding. But just look through those items of how much we're spending there. The other one that I do want to take out is the $3.9 million for statutory planning. Statutory planning actually costs us money, and I think I'm correct in saying that every time someone puts in an application, and I hope I'm getting a nod or not, it actually costs us more than what the fees are for people to come in, or am I cutting across something? I can't do that. Madam Mayor, it costs us a lot of money in all of those things and those reports to actually operate this council. And that list, and I know that it can be represented in a pie graph and has been represented in pie graphs and a lot of things, is a really good document to refer people to, and I think I congratulate the CEO and Mayor for having such a wonderful brief introduction.
Thank you, Councillor. Any to speak against? Councillor Conlon.
Yeah, I have a concern just specifically with one item in the budget, which is for $376,000 for the implementation of an event management system, which is a piece of software, as I understand it. And so I would like to move the following with your permission, that the officer's recommendation be adopted with the following amendment. The 2017 Annual Budget Incorporating Strategic Resource Plan 2017 to 2021, as detailed in Attachment 1 to this report, with the following amendment. that council remove funding of $376,000 for the implementation of an event management system from the budget as detailed in attachment one.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Zeferopoulos. So I'll put it to a vote. Or can he speak to it?
No,
no, can't speak to it. It's a
procedural,
isn't
it? Paul, procedural.
Were you in? You happy to incorporate it?
Madam Mayor, I think it should be up to the councillors to debate this, whether they wish to incorporate it rather than me to make a determination.
Okay, so you can discuss it now. So, Councillor Conlon, would you like to
speak to your amendment?
Add anything to you?
Yep.
Speak
to I'm not against investing in the software per se. I just think it's the amount that I'm concerned about, and I think in the rate capping environment we're in, where everyone, you know, demands services and capital works from us, that we need to be conservative and ensure that that every dollar we spend is spent wisely.
Okay, Councillor Zeferopoulos.
I don't think I need to add much other than to say if that money was reduced or taken out completely, I know at least of one area where.
Okay. So, any speakers against the amendment?
Yes, I think it's against. I'll say it's against. And basically, I want to ask a question on this. Is that is it just more information that council is going to need on this subject?
That's up to you. I've had a briefing with. Yeah.
So,
okay.
If the amendment that's been moved by Councillor Conlon is about taking it out.
It out of the.
That's his motion is to move it out of the budget.
Out of the budget, but will we be revisiting it? Like, is it something that can come back as a report and then we can look at it, or?
Well,
I'm just trying to understand.
Certainly.
How it works.
I've got a question.
I'm going to take your question, Councillor Goff.
Madam Mayor, look, are we removing this and then voting on that separately after it's been removed from this budget, that particular item, or are we removing it from the budget as an amendment to that motion, full stop? Now, if we're moving it to amend, that's different from withdrawing that. And then putting that up as a separate item for debate.
I've understood that Councillor Conlon has asked that be removed from the budget. That is what Councillor Conlon has said.
Well, and the intention was to... Sorry. Yeah. Intention was to remove it separately so that we can vote on the budget and then pass that and then to discuss that as a separate item, or to leave it for another meeting
for a month.
Okay, so. Okay.
But that's the intention of. I don't know if that's worded correctly,
okay.
But.
So Councillor Conlon is asking that this would be taken out of the budget. Are we happy for it to be taken out of the budget? And then.
Before you do that, because you're going to have to vote on that.
Yes.
That's fine. Take it out. But the intent of council is if someone will come back. That's fine.
Can we get the wording of that motion again so it's clear for the meeting? Is that a possibility that we can
Councillor Conlon, that reworded
that
you just need to add something
from the budget at the moment to pass
Thank
it now
you.
And you want then to actually revisit that item at the subsequent council meeting.
So, Councillor Conlon.
Give this a go. So I would like to move an amendment that the $376,000 for the implementation of the event management system be removed from the budget for the purpose of voting now on the whole budget except for that item, and for that to be reconsidered, that item to be reconsidered at a future
later
time.
Day.
Okay. And I have a seconder for that. Councillor Zephyropoulos? Will you second that, Councillor Zephyropoulos? Okay. So that's nice and clean. Let's put that to a vote. So those in favour of the amendment, carried. Okay. So now we'll go back to... Now we're going back to... Yep. So now let's move 13.2, the annual budget. So we're going back, which is Councillor McLeish's. Anything to add, Councillor McLeish, in wrapping up?
The
amendment's now the motion. Up.
The amendment's now
the motion. Yes.
So now,
now we're voting on
it again.
Yes.
So I think Andrew was a speaker against, Madam Mayor. There may be other speakers for.
Is there any speakers against?
Great.
So?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I have nothing further to add.
Wonderful. Thank you. All right. I'm going to now put it to a vote. Now put it to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. That was a doozy. Okay. I would like to remind the people in the gallery that we will be clearing the questions box shortly. Please submit any questions you may have in the next few minutes. I will also stress that I will deal with a maximum of 2 questions per person. If you have more than 2 questions, please submit these additional questions in writing to the council through the normal channels. Item 14, Chief Executive Officer report, Chief Executive Officer, 14.1, Council Plan 2017-2021. Do I have a mover? Councillor McLeish.
Madam Mayor, I'd like to move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Zephyropoulos. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, the Council Plan sets out the strategic direction for us as a council. It lays out the basic principles and objectives we have as a council for the next 4 years of our term. It's quite an important document. It provides the goals and objectives that we have as a council. It sets out the performance measurements that we've set ourselves against those goals and objectives, and how will we measure whether we're succeeding and delivering on the things that we as a council wish to deliver. It's a key part of our legislative obligations is to establish a council plan and determine it by the 30th of June, which is why we're considering it at this particular meeting. And I'm pleased to see, Madam Mayor, that as a council, what we have done this time is we have adopted quite an extensive community consultation process around our council plan. And I must say that there's been some extraordinary work by officers within our organisation to actually get out to our community and consult with them about what they want our council to deliver, the sorts of things they are looking for, to hear from the thousands of voices campaign has been what the organisation has been enmeshed in over the last 12 months to help us develop and enrich our council plan. So I would like to thank the marketing communications team and all of the other officers who have been involved in preparing that key element of our particular council plan, because it does play a big role in what we consider as a council. I'm not going to spend a lot of time going through the detail of the council plan, because people who are interested in it can read it, because it would just bore people to tears, I'm sure, if I went through this in some detail. So I won't. But we've set ourselves 11 priority goals. We've set ourselves some success criteria against those goals. And those goals are then reflected in our budgets, in the detail of every budget. And I expect to see that we as a council will deliver against those goals, and I'm sure we'll all be holding ourselves accountable for achieving those goals. It's a succinct summation of what we as a new council want to achieve over our next 4 years. And I commend it to the Chamber.
Thank you. Councillor Zephyropoulos. Any speakers against? Put that to a vote. Those in favour? Carried. Item 14.2, appointment of independent members to the Audit Committee 2017. Do I have a mover? Councillor Zephyropoulos. Seconder? Councillor Haynes. Councillor Zephyropoulos?
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Councillor Haynes? Councillor Zephyropoulos? Okay. Any speakers against? Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Item 14.3, determination of mayoral and councillor allowances. Do I have a mover? Councillor Conlon.
Would the recommendation be adopted, Mayor?
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Piccinini. Councillor Conlon?
Well, I would note from the report that following the advertising, there was no submissions against the proposal, and I would endorse it to the councillors.
Thank you.
I assume I have no conflict of interest.
Councillor Piccinini? Okay. Any speakers against? Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried. 14.4, Appointment of Authorised Officers, Planning and Environment Act 1987. Do I have a mover? Councillor Gough.
I move as on the paper, Madam Mayor.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Galbally. Councillor Gough?
No, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Galbally? Any speakers against? Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Against? Carried. 14.5, Record of Assembly of Councillors. Do I have a mover? Councillor Conlon.
I recommend that it be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Piccinini. Councillor Conlon?
No.
Councillor Piccinini?
To add.
Any speakers against? Put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Item 14.6, Documents for Sealing. Do I have a mover? Councillor Galbally.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Councillor Conlon. Councillor Galbally?
Nothing to add.
Councillor Conlon?
Nothing further.
Any speakers against? I'll put that to a vote. All those in favour? Carried. Item 15, urgent business.
Madam Mayor, there are no items of urgent business.
Item 16, written questions from the public.
There is one question, councillors. Can council please explain why City of Manningham is a member of ICLEA, International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives, a foreign entity? I'll take that question on notice, Madam Mayor. Question two is, all four banks have been downgraded by Moody's. Oh, sorry, that question's incomplete. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Oh, that question hasn't been completed. So that question will be taken on notice.
Thank you. Item 17, councillors' question time. Any questions, councillors? Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Madam Mayor, I'm not sure if you're aware, but in passing the motion this evening to appoint two independent audit members to the Audit Committee, we also effectively saw the retirement of a member of the Audit Committee, someone who has just ceased being on that committee, but he has been on that committee since 1999. 18 years of service, Dr. Robert Sadler. it's quite an extraordinary contribution to the operation, the effective operation of our city, to have someone work on a council committee for 18 years in such, well, what some would say would be in such a dry area of the organisation, to attend half a dozen meetings a year, to review all of the financial papers of our council, to review every audit that's been conducted in the last 18 years. There, not many people are excited or intrigued by such things, but certainly Dr. Robert Sadler has been, and he's made, I've been on that committee now for over 4 years, coming up to 5 years, and I've worked with him over all of that time, and he's made made an excellent contribution to the committee. He's a QC, very hard-working man, but he finds the time to make, has found the time over nearly two decades to make a contribution to a community. So I'd like to express my personal thanks, and on behalf of our council and our community, to express our thanks to him for his contribution.
Thanks. Thank you, Councillor McLeish. Councillor Gough.
Yes, Madam Mayor, and I rise to ask a number of questions in relation to a particular area, and it's the outroll of the NBN. And first of all, I'm wondering if you're aware that the NBN is rolling out within Manningham as we speak. And I'm wondering if I could get asked that council do at some stage to prepare a report for councils and perhaps the community on a number of things. But first of all, is how much exchange has NBN had with Manningham regarding the rollout, and have we had any say or any time had an input into the level of NBN that we are getting? As I understand it, we're getting the hybrid copper cable, and not the fibre cable being rolled out. I do know that as it's being rolled out in the area of Manningham, I've been told that it's actually going to be using, and I'd like to get this checked out, the NBN will be using the Foxtel cable throughout our streets and things like that to roll out the NBN, which is the hybrid cable that's been in there. And if that's the case, and all carriers, which I've been informed, need to actually go through that Foxtel cable, so Optus and all their Telstra for their telephony, as well as anything else that goes through the internet there. If that is the case, I'm wondering, have we been advised as to the status of the redundant, then, Optus wires and cables and transformers that are in our streets? And if that does become in 18 months redundant, is it going to be removed from our streetscapes, or is it going to stay there and scar the streetscapes of Manningham into the future with redundant infrastructure? So I'm wondering if we can get some inquiries into that and open that that sort of debate up. And I'm just wondering if we get some reports back to councillors, but also whether we get a position on what happens when infrastructure becomes redundant like that.
Thank you, Councillor Gough. Any other questions from councillors? No? Okay, item 18, confidential reports. There are none. So, that being said, meeting closed.